This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, sparred on Monday over blame for street violence linked to racial injustice and police treatment of minorities. The exchange came 9 weeks ahead of the national U.S. election. On Tuesday, President Trump plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week in the aftermath of a police shooting of a black man as they attempted to arrest him. During a street demonstration, a white teenage vigilante claiming he was protecting Kenosha's local businesses was accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third. In a speech Monday in Pittsburgh, Biden blamed Trump for the violence that has erupted across the country as the United States deals with widespread and sometimes violent protests and counterprotests over police treatment of minorities and inequality in U.S. society. Biden said, "This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country." Biden added that the president can't stop the violence because his leadership has caused it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Trump to skip his visit to Kenosha. Evers said he is concerned that the Trump's presence would actually keep the city from being able to move forward. Evers first ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha to quell the street violence after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. But Mr. Trump took credit on Twitter, saying if he had not insisted on sending the National Guard, in his words, there would be no Kenosha right now. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. There's also an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations landed in Abu Dhabi after taking off from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday. It was the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. The flight passed over Saudi Arabia's airspace, another first for an Israeli commercial flight. Israel and the UAE agreed to establish diplomatic relations earlier this month with the help of U.S. mediation. The UAE will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. The United States' total number of coronavirus infections topped 6 million on Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University data. The U.S. death toll stands at more than 183,000. Four Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases: Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The states of Montana and Idaho say their numbers of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are also setting records. On Tuesday, French children are to return to their classrooms, but the country's education minister says a rise in coronavirus infections has put those plans in jeopardy. France is reporting several thousand new infections every day. Other European countries, such as Denmark and many school districts in the United States, are fully revamping the school day with smaller classes, more teachers, more separation between students and classes, and a mix of in-class and online learning. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya will address the United Nations Security Council on Friday. Tsikhanouskaya is currently in Lithuania, citing fear for her safety following the election. Fellow Baltic state Estonia, a non-permanent member of the Security Council, invited her to speak to the group. Meanwhile, Baltic states have imposed travel sanctions on Belarusian leaders, including longtime president Alexander Lukashenko, as protests against his leadership continue. The demonstrations started after Lukashenko took 80% of the vote in a disputed presidential election. The Lithuanian president has called for peaceful dialogue. The U.S. ambassador to Russia visited an imprisoned U.S. Marine on Monday. In June, Trevor Reed was sentenced to 9 years in prison for allegedly assaulting Russian police officers while visiting his girlfriend in Moscow a year earlier. In a statement Monday, Ambassador John Sullivan said he visited Reed and was concerned he was not receiving adequate medical care. Sullivan also reiterated concerns that Reed's trial was unfair. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.